welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans, and I will conclude this two-part series on the topic, A Woman Who Fears the Lord. If you joined us in episode one, you'll remember we explored what it means to fear the Lord. Not as something that makes us shrink back, but something that draws us deeper into trust, reverence, and identity in Christ. Today we go further. This episode is about beauty, but not the kind that fades. It's the beauty that flows from the inside out. The kind that can't be bottled, filtered, or staged. We will also explore her influence, because a woman who fears the Lord is not silent or hidden. She's a leader, a nurturer, a voice of reason and righteousness. Whether she is leading in her home, her career, her community, or her church, her life has impact. And not because she's loud, but because she's aligned with God. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 30 says, "Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised." It's that time now to go and get your coffee, tea, or whatever your favorite drink and join Tamara and I as we explore what it means to love beautifully, to lead faithfully, and to influence others through the quiet strength that comes from fearing the Lord. Let's dive right in.
Yes, yes, excited.
Tamara. Tamara, our culture celebrates the outside image, achievement, aesthetics. Nothing wrong with looking good. I like to look good. when I feel like I look good, I feel good, yeah, right? Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with that. But God celebrates something different, Tamara. He sees what can't be posted on social media or praise publicly. And he calls it unfading beauty, a quiet strength that doesn't shout for attention, but speaks volume. What does it mean, Tamara, when it says to have a gentle and a quiet spirit? And how is that different from being passive or silent?
Yeah, when people hear gentle and quiet, they think volume. Mm-hmm. That you have no volume in your voice. You speak very timidly and without sounding demanding. And that's their representation of having a gentle and quiet spirit. But that's not what it's saying here. Having a gentle, quiet spirit means you have a controlled spirit.
Yeah.
Meekness. Someone who is humble, not arrogant and boastful and prideful, but they're walking in a confidence in their God. It's a quiet confidence that you have a trust and a safe place in God in your heart.
Yeah.
Not necessarily because you have some very strong women who exude this confidence in church life, family life, workplaces, but they are well controlled.
Yeah.
They are adorned in this beauty that is not offensive. Yeah.
That's when what you I could to say. Reprimand, but do it in love.
I know
that it saying it seems simple, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
Not like feeling that you have to be loud to have to be respected.
Right.
But in that quiet confidence, and sometimes it means just walking away from certain things or not answering back.
Yes.
In the flesh, it feels like you're weak and that someone got one over you. But This woman who fears God, she's allowing God to fight this battle for her.
It's a heart condition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a heart condition. It's not just mumbling and not being seen and talking soft and you glory in that I'm not perceived this way. But yet your heart and the way you do things are in the opposite of what we see on the outside.
Oh. Why do you think, though, Tamara, that God placed such high value on inner beauty over external appearances?
Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Beauty is fading.
Mm-hmm.
Like Solomon says, it's vanity.
Yeah.
It will not last forever. What we see in our 20s is not what we're going to see in our 30s, in our 40s, in our 50s. We're changing. And because that is changing, we can't hold on to it. He said it's fleeting. But the soul, that spirit, the inner being that has been transformed into the image and likeness of Christ, that is where true beauty lies. The soul that has been redeemed, that has tasted and see the goodness of God.
Yeah. And looking good isn't bad. I mean, you go in the Bible and they say he was nice to look upon. They were handsome men
in the Bible. Beautiful women.
Yeah.
Bathsheba, Abigail.
And I think
beautiful women.
Yeah, for those who want to improve their aesthetics, I said, go right ahead. But I think what this is saying is when you put the emphasis on that outward, that external beauty, and ignore.
It will fade. The Bible says it, and the word is true. It's not going to be the same. If I compare pictures over my lifetime, size, shape, hair color, all these things, they change.
Yeah.
It's not consistent. And I think that's where he really wants us to focus, that these things change.
Yeah.
We know that God doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shifting and shadow of turning with him. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
So when Paul says, you know, don't get caught up in that outward appearance, but let your adorning be hidden, the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
Yep.
He's saying that this outward man will perish.
Yep.
There's no eternal view of who we are today in this corruptible body. It's corrupted. It's mortal. It's going to the dust. And I'm not saying you can't, like you said, care for yourself, take care, be a good steward over what God has given you. The body is the temple of the Lord. But I'm saying it's going, if Christ tarries, it's going to be deteriorated. It's going down.
And if that's all you have,
it's going to return to dust.
Yes.
And if that's all you depending on, you got it.
Yeah.
It's not an anchor for your soul.
Yeah. So the inner beauty, it's gentleness, kindness,
meekness,
patience,
love.
The key is saying work on that.
And that comes from the Holy Spirit living within you. That's the treasure we have in what God calls an earthen vessel.
Yeah.
The body is an earthen vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It will return to the earth. The treasure we have in us is the transformed spirit, the Holy Spirit living in us. That's where the excellency of the power comes from. Charm, being charming, it is deceitful because we know we use it when we need to. and we use it. Beauty, we use it.
Mm-hmm. I had a cousin who told me, say, Pam, pretty girls go always make it. Say pretty
I don't
girls.
Know if that's always true.
This is what he said to me. Say pretty girls, they will always make
but
it.
But it seems like that in the corporate world.
Yeah, but think about it. If a beautiful woman walks through the door, she is beautiful, she dresses well,
we
automatically assume she is someone of influence or power.
Importance, yeah, yes.
We automatically assume that. So when you walk through those doors, you get the attention.
And that is why it's deceitful.
You get the attention.
Because it doesn't necessarily have to be
right.
true.
Mm-hmm.
But she wills it to
yeah,
be
yeah.
because she presents in
yeah.
that way.
And we can create outer beauty. I mean, they have makeup now. They have, you have the weave. You have the, I mean, I see some of these YouTube channels. They would show you the before and after pictures. And once those ladies
Isn't it beautiful?
Put it, it's
I love it.
It's art. It's art.
Yeah.
We can create that outer beauty. But inner beauty is not instant. It
yeah.
takes time to cultivate
transformation.
It. Yes, your relationship with God, walking with Him, drawing closer to Him. That's what is required for that inner beauty to
yeah,
show up.
It
And it's not easy.
That
beauty, it takes time. It's just like with anything else, you have to
spend time with the one
yeah.
who created us to glorify Him. He fashioned each and every one of us. The color of our eyes, mm-hmm. our skin color, He predetermined that.
Mm-hmm.
He knew which family we would get, which genetics
yeah.
are going to come out. He knows that. And in that He said, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the enemy tells us lies that we're not beautiful. We compare ourselves to others and we're saying, boy, I wish I had lips like that. I wish I had hips like that. I wish I had that color. But God predetermined it.
Yeah.
He gave us everything that we have. And to embrace what He has given us, anchors us that we don't have to chase after what's fleeting. I'm all for taking care of your temple,
mm-hmm.
being a good steward of what God has given you. I'm for that. But the glory is not in that. The glory is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
When we choose a dress, when we choose you're beautiful, like you have beautiful glasses on. Are we saying, when I get this, is this honoring God? Is this showing God's true character when I put this dress on? Mm-hmm. Is it too revealing? Do I have so much of my assets out that, and this is a part of it. The way we adorn ourselves
mm-hmm.
needs to honor God as well.
Yes.
And so
now I
that comes
just
from the
having
inside
a conversation
out.
with CJ here.
Mr. Producer.
And we were talking about a ball and I told him for balls I like my back out. I like my back out. We go into a church ball tonight. I said, no, I be a little more conservative with that. But
and I think that's our life living, and that's mm-hmm. why the scripture is telling us an inward beauty. It's drawing us back to what is on the Bible says, what go in defiling you
mm-hmm.
is what coming out.
And an example of this inward beauty, I think can be found in Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, mm-hmm. peace, patience, kindness. I think that is the essence of our inner beauty. And that's what we, as women of God, is important for us to work on.
Yeah.
Are we kind to one another? Are we patient?
We commanded to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind one to another, tender-hearted,
yes.
forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has mm-hmm. forgiven you. That's a command. And we can honor that and obey that, because we have the Holy Spirit in our lives to help us.
Yes.
We have to draw on the Holy Spirit's help. We, the flesh, cannot obey God's commands. We can't. The mm-hmm. Bible says only the Spirit can empower you mm-hmm. to obey the commands of God. The flesh warreth against the spirit, the spirit against the flesh. So we need to rely on God's spirit to help us to live out the Proverbs 31 life. Mm-hmm. Kindness is a fruit of the spirit. Yeah. It should be natural if we're walking in the spirit.
And visible.
Yes.
In our daily lives.
Walk in the spirit that you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the flesh desires its own selfish needs and wants to fulfill its selfish ambition. The spirit wants to be outward, to reach out. And so the flesh is going to hinder us from showing compassion. It's going to hinder us from being kind. But when we are walking in the spirit, we are empowered by the spirit. He enables us to do the work of the Lord. Then kindness comes natural. Showing compassion comes natural. Having sweet words on your lips becomes natural. Mm-hmm. Because it's all out of an anchored heart. Rooted and built up in the Lord.
Yeah. So Tamara, we talked about this inner beauty. Mm-hmm. And that's a beauty that is rooted in character, not necessarily cosmetics. Like we said, do it. If you want to look better and you invest in the cosmetics and whatever you desire to, by all means, do it.
I agree.
But do not do it to the exclusion of your relationship
with
and
Lord.
Your walk with God. But then this inner strength, Tamara, doesn't just stay hidden. You cannot have that beauty inside and it not flow
exactly
on the outward. This beauty, this inner beauty that we are talking about is supposed to impact families.
Yes.
Like I said, it has to be visible.
Yes.
Your workplace, your communities, mm-hmm. and even future generation. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, Tamara, this influence, this godly woman influence, which leads into leadership in God's kingdom. And how is that, if it is, different from leadership in the world?
What I like is, from the beginning, after the fall, God set an order that man would be in a position of leadership over the home. And we see it through the New Testament, over the church. And that leadership is a role that God has assigned mm-hmm. to him in the sense of being over, mm-hmm. overseeing. Mm-hmm. A woman, and I don't think a man has it like a woman, has a distinct ability to influence mm-hmm. her environment and people around her. That's a distinct difference I see with men, lead, women, influence.
Yeah.
And you can have a leadership role as mm-hmm. a woman, but in a greater capacity, the position of influence is something that God has. We see Eve influence her husband
yeah. mm-hmm.
in a way that caused all humanity to pay for.
Esther.
And then we see Esther.
Mm-hmm.
influence her husband in a way that was able to deliver
right.
an entire nation.
Right.
So we have the ability to influence. And Esther used a lot of wisdom there.
Mm-hmm.
That's she herself
right.
Is a virtuous woman.
But see, and it goes back to that gentleness and that quiet spirit. She
yes.
had a strategy. She didn't just go shoot off her mouth. Okay, I'm going to fix this. This man you have with you.
But we see what happened to Vashti. Don't mess with that.
This man wants to destroy us. And she went up in there and she got up in his face. No, she sat, she prayed, she strategized.
Yes.
And she achieved the goal that
and
God
she,
had for her.
She sought wise counsel
yes.
too.
Which was an example to us.
Yes.
Let's just not be so quick to jump in.
Yes.
But just be calm, pray.
Yes.
And like you say, seek counsel. And this is how we're going to get what we need to get done.
Exactly. And she used that. She used her beauty too.
Yeah.
Don't play there.
Yeah.
She used it
spiritually and strategically.
Thank you. And that's why I say it's. But what was it for?
Yes.
The glory of God.
All to the honor and glory of God.
It wasn't for her own personal agenda mm-hmm. to advance her cause. Mm-hmm. She was able to adorn herself outwardly and such. Mm-hmm. But first, she adorned herself on the inside. Yeah. She fasted yeah. and prayed. She got with God. And she heard from him. Mm-hmm. And she got up from being in the presence of God to execute mm-hmm. what he had mm-hmm. given her to do yep. with confidence.
Yes. Yes.
She trusted her God. Yep. Just as we talked about in the mm-hmm. last episode mm-hmm. about mm-hmm. the virtuous woman, she could be trustworthy mm-hmm. because she trusted yeah. her God. Yeah. And yeah. so therefore, we see that adorning yourself outwardly better be with a purpose to glorify God, yeah. not yeah. to advance your own agenda and yeah. cause. It's a purpose in yeah. everything we do.
And leadership isn't always about titles.
No.
Right. And we in the kingdom of God are different, I believe, in terms of godly influence and with leadership, because it starts with faithfulness.
Yes.
Being consistent, compassionate, and Christ-centered in every space that we occupied. People should see the difference.
Yeah. We get in a trap of wanting to have titles
yeah.
because the world presents it to us that way. But when you're walking in the Spirit, when you're controlled, Spirit-filled and Spirit-controlled, you may not have a title, but you're empowered by the Holy Spirit to influence. Mm-hmm. And it's very important that when you have that position of influence, whether it's in government, whether it's in the boardroom, whether it's in your home or in the church, you do not abuse it.
No.
You do not abuse it. You remain humble and you use the gifts that God gives you to accomplish his divine purpose mm-hmm. where he has you planted. Mm-hmm. You're in the OPM office while you're there as mm-hmm. a Christian
right.
woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what to do.
Right.
If you're in a position of influence, you have the heir of the king, advance God's mm-hmm. purpose, not your own agenda, right. God's agenda.
Yeah. And when we sit in those positions of authority as women of God, it should be safe spaces for the people around us.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be pulling people down. Yes, there's sometimes we have to reprimand, but
yes.
we ought to always do it in love.
Mm-hmm.
And the person may not receive it, but they will be assured that what you did honor God and glorify
yes.
God. It should be a safe space for those people who work in our environment, and not a place where it's antagonistic, or you are bringing people down or plotting against them, but then still saying, I love the Lord with all my heart, mind, body, and soul. We shouldn't hear it so much as we should see it.
Because we have to lead and influence with compassion.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
He led with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Not every need and demand that you're going to be able to meet. But you get to feel what someone feels.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to, if you can't help them, you help them to walk through it.
Yes.
In a difficult
yes.
place.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't add to the burden
yeah.
of what they're going through.
Yeah.
We spoke earlier, at the previous episode, about young women who, you may be on a job, you're disgruntled, you don't want to be there, and you're going through all of these things. You get to, you have compassion, and you mentor them, and you help them to understand that this is where God has you
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
You're praying for something else.
Yeah.
While you are in the waiting room, serve, work with integrity,
mm-hmm.
work with diligence, learn and grow, so when the opportunity comes, you'll be prepared for it.
Yeah. And you know, I think godly leadership multiplies because we ought to be pouring into other people.
That's a command.
We should be pouring into them. We shouldn't be holding it back because we feel threatened, because we are concerned that I will be out of a job. Man, when you're trusting in God, you don't have to worry about your future because He has you.
Oh, yes.
And He has you secured. You're just out there encouraging and witnessing and winning souls for Christ, not with a microphone on the side of the street. If you want to do that, by all means, go and do that. But by just in the workplace, in the community, and in our homes, we are witnesses and people should see Christ in us.
The hope of glory.
I just want to encourage women out there to trust God, to give Him your all. Whatever it is that you're going through, just take a step back and trust Him.
Yes.
And to be mentors. Mm-hmm. See, you don't have to be perfect to be a mentor. You just need to be present. We have stories, wisdom, and even our mistakes that we can share to help other people out there. So I just want to encourage you just to hold on to God, not to let go and to fear Him, because He said, "A woman that fears the Lord shall be praised." Tamara closes out in prayer, please.
Yes. Father, we are so grateful, so thankful to delve into your word today, to be reminded of your truths, that we should walk in humility and meekness, not overly concerned about our outward adornment, though we know it's important to you, but to exude a gentle and a quiet spirit. Lord, you've put many of us in places of influence, and it is our great desire that we don't abuse those positions. Help us to be great listeners and to listen without judgment. Help us to be able to be great encouragers, to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. Help us in our places of influence to be a light, be an example of your goodness and your grace. And for those younger women you've placed in our lives, Lord, help us to walk out that Proverbs 31 life by your strength, by your enabling spirit before them, that they too may see that example and be empowered to do the same. It is in your Son's name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tamara, for another wonderful conversation.
Yes.
And to our listening audience, I trust that you were blessed. Charm is deceptive, beauty fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Until next time, continue to trust in God.